What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call a particularly rich piece of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Fat lighter.
Fat lighter?
Yeah.
Is it getting cold here to you? Would you rather have the door shut?
No, it's all right to me.
All right. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers where you hang clothes and it's built into the house?
Rack. Clothes rack.
All right. And what if it's movable? That is, it's sort of like a big box and you can move it around in the house, but you use it to hang clothes in.
That's a shelf robe.
Shelf robe?
Yeah.
What do you call the overlapping boards on a house on the outside that like this, you know, that one's on top of the other?
Weatherboard.
Weatherboard. I guess you wonder what this is all about, don't you?
Yes, I wonder.
Well, what we found is that people in different communities have different words for almost all of these things.
Yeah.
Some people say clapboards, some say siding, some say weatherboards, some say weatherboarding. So I'm looking for what you say.
Yeah.
What do you call the covered area at the front of the house, like this right here?
The cover.
Yeah, where he's standing. He's standing on the
floor.
All right, well, that whole area out there. This is the house, and that's the... Do you say porch or piazza?
Porch.
Porch. All right. When you have a real small porch that has no roof on it, what do you call that?
Veranda.
All right. When you have a small fenced area next to a barn where you put the cows before milking, what do you call that?
A lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made from rock or stone?
Rock.